It's time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Bob and Cheryl Fletcher from Fletcher Farm in Southampton, which I see because you have cheese before you, that you are a Cabot cheese farm. You grow cheese in the fields there. Is that where cheese comes from?
The quality milk of the cows.
Yes.
So.
And for those who don't understand the Cabot concept, what is the story behind Cabot and how it pertains to our local farms here?
Cabot was a small co-op from northern Vermont, purchased by the Agrimark Co-op quite a number of years ago. Cabot was becoming bigger than what the people that originally started it. They needed something bigger to come along and carry them to the next step. Mm-hmm. And Agrimark has done that. I think there was a real vision at Agrimark when they bought it that this can go places and do things, and it really has. It's now known up and down the East Coast. We are branching throughout the country. You know, we're trying to say we're not just a Vermont, but we're New England-wide now.
Mm-hmm. So when you see that Cabot, you see that Agrimark, it is sourced from all sorts of local farms here in New England.
Correct.
How long has Fletcher Farm been a dairy operation?
We are approaching our 30th year in Southampton. Uh-huh. We originally started at my parents' farm in Westford. Westford crowded us into a corner, too many cows on too small a postage stamp.
So for people who don't know, Westford is outside of Boston and was a rural town with lots of farming and now is a bedroom community to Boston.
Yeah. So did you stampede all those cows out here or how did it work?
It
was an interesting undertaking.
I had just gotten my graduate degree and I didn't want to go to
New York.
Uh-huh. And so we called Boston and called Food and Ag and said, you know, we'd like to keep farming. I'm not the dairy farmer. Bob is. So there was this farm in Southampton that they told us about, and we came out. And so now it's home, and we have two adult children that went to college and came back to work alongside Bob. The challenges of a growing, expanding dairy farm. We consider ourselves a diversified farm. When our oldest was in kindergarten, we thought, oh, wouldn't it be fun to grow some pumpkins for the kindergarten class? Now in the fall, we entertain well over a couple thousand school kids to come out. Bob will laugh, but last year we were voted the best pumpkin patch in Western Mass by Mass Live.
You could almost hear the eye roll on the radio. Why you don't like it to be the best pumpkin patch? What's wrong with that?
Because he wants to talk about the cows.
No, I my feeling is that there are a lot of people that do
a good job.
Pumpkins in the fall. We have a running joke with McCrae's Farm over in South Hadley. We're good friends, and we jab each other about the pumpkin business.
They do the haunted hayride.
Yeah, yes.
And
so
and like you, they're also a dairy farm.
Correct.
Yes,
and,
but
he tried to
bribe the reporters with his ice cream last
year. Yes, he had the ice cream on us, which we didn't have. I think there's a lot of diversified farms that do a great job in the pumpkin business.
So what has it been like raising two kinds of mammals?
You mean cows and children?
Cows and children. Yeah. I do recall trying to schedule my time where I was on the way to the field. It just so happened I was in the neighborhood of the daycare center, had my son in a car seat strapped in the cab of the tractor, pulled over by a police officer, asking me what exactly I was doing, explained it, and they were trying to figure out if they could write me a ticket for what I was doing.
Look at how slow you're going in that thing.
Yes, yeah. I've had some daycare providers who got rather angry with me because I said I was in the middle of doing something with cows. I was 15 minutes late to pick up my child.
Yeah. Correct.
Well, it was usually a cow having a calf or the cows got out or something.
So do your children mind that you put the cows first?
Well, now they put the cows first.
They put the cows first.
They do.
And how do they do that?
We have three adult children, and two of them are on the farm. The third one helps a lot with the retail side of things, with the field trips in the fall. All hands on deck during the fall.
Did you expect this to happen? Or, you know, like the Boston area, many farms have been pushed out of existence.
Yes.
You made an interesting decision to continue farming and to just bring it to Western Mass, as I like to call it. As somebody grew up in the Boston area, I have no regrets leaving there.
No, neither do we.
Neither do we.
We love living here.
But did you expect that your kids would follow in your footsteps? And what made them make that decision?
I guess I had hoped that somebody would show some interest in it. Yeah. I heard a friend of ours talk about it being at an auction recently where someone had put a lifetime into this business and nobody wanted to go further anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And made the statement, a lifetime of hard work gone in 2 hours.
Wow.
People say all the time, he's so lucky that the kids want to work with him. He says it's a double-edged sword, but
it's not easy to mentor people, whether they're family or not.
I won't say it's a power struggle going on right now, but there are things that I have. My daughter has been home from college. My son has only been home for a year now, but there were a lot of things that I turned over to my daughter. To her credit, the stuff that she's taken over, I step back and I say, you run with this. I'm getting to the point with my son. I say to her, there's certain things I just don't want to do anymore. And so he is picking up the ball. He can be a tough boss at times. there are things that, certain things that I like to still do my way.
We all feel that one of the biggest goals of the farm or the purposes of the farm, and again, the reason that we want to really be involved with CESA is educating the public on dairying and agriculture in Western Mass. Our farm is very public. It's very visible. We're right off of Route 10. One of the nicest compliments is when people say, you know, we have a relatively new dairy facility. We're expanding the milk room. And they'll say, it's so great to see you folks expanding and growing. And they'll comment that they stopped at the farm, starting buying pumpkins 15 years ago when our kids were little. Mm-hmm. And now they see them older, putting a really great face on a sometimes misunderstood industry, or why do you want to work 365, you know, 24 hours a day?
Yeah.
We're a really public farm, and we really do our best. And if we see people in Big Y buying Cabot, the kids laugh because we always thank them because they're supporting local.
Yeah. And it's
and
good
it's
cheese.
Good. We eat our
They do a very good job with it. I think the only sore side of this is it would be nice to see the pushing of fluid milk. But our CEO said, you know, walk into your grocery store now and see how different it is from 30 years ago, mm-hmm. and look at all the choices that people have.
Right.
I still don't think that you can substitute a good old-fashioned glass of milk.
With a peanut butter and jelly sandwich
or whatever, but it's...
Well, we often talk, Monty, about there's not very many beverages that are local.
Right.
Milk.
Beer.
Yeah.
Apple cider, beer, wine, and if you want to go all the way to Southeastern Mass, cranberry juice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But those are the things that are great beverages in so many different ways that can get you through every day and night of the weekend.
Also water.
Yes.
Yes, water's local.
Cheryl and Bob Fletcher from Fletcher Farm in Southampton, whose next generation is going to be taking over the dairy. Not an easy industry to get into, but gives me hope for the future of dairy in New England when I hear stories like that. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.